So I will take the opening prayer and introduce the vessel for tonight.
Okay.
All right. Let's take the opening prayer. Father, Lord God, we say thank you for tonight.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, blessed Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
We have come to you tonight to receive of you. Help us and draw us nearer unto you, O God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
So, yesterday, we looked at the defense mechanism for the believer, and we said that why we are going for witnessing, we should go in company of witnesses. Tonight, I introduce to us one of our brother, whom the Lord will be using to steer us and to guide the sheep tonight, who also been a witness in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can we welcome our brother?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
From Nigeria, Nigeria, Africa. Africa.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Yes, we can hear you. Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
All right. At any point that my voice is not clear enough, please notify me. Let's pray. Please, MP John, you help me with the timekeeping. Francis, 5 minutes to the end of my time, please notify me. Francis, 5 minutes to the end of my time, please notify me. Let's pray. Father Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. We pray that you breathe upon our hearts. Grant us understanding. Grant us grace to live by God. Let this word be fresh in our hearts, O God. Let your word be fresh in our hearts. Blessed be your holy name. For we love you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's open our scripture to Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. If we are dear, let's say amen.
Amen.
All right. I believe if John will catch up with us and he now catch up with us. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. All right. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, or he permitted him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Verse 17 is the sub-verse of emphasis. I would love us to read it together at the count of 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, go. And lo, a voice from heaven saying,
This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Amen. This verse 17 is the utterance that God gave as a witness to his Son, Jesus Christ. And we understand for 30 years of Jesus' life, it was not disclosed in the scripture of the things he did. It was as if the Lord was hidden in a cave so that the Vanguard newspaper could not write anything about him. Punch could not write anything about him because he was isolated in the secret place of the Father. In fact, Jesus got so in love with a solitary place that he never wanted to come out from that place to begin the miracle ministry. After his years was completed in the wilderness, and he came to the baptism of John the Baptist. If you study the scripture very well, you realize that the baptism of John the Baptist is a platform by which the Messiah will be revealed. If you study John chapter 1, a verse thereabouts, you realize the purpose of John the Baptist. Even though John the Baptist gathered many multitudes, he won souls, he baptized many, you realize that the sole purpose is that through his baptism, the Messiah will be unveiled. And I believe the voice that spoke here was the voice that everyone heard. It was the voice that everyone heard. And the testimony of that voice was that this is my beloved Son. After so many years of silence about Jesus Christ for 30 years, this was the testimony of God that gives us a picture, that gives us an idea of what the Lord has been living for 30 years of his life. And the summary of that 30 years was captured in the testimony of God, which says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." I don't want us to study much on the weight of these statements, but if you check your Bible very well, you will realize that this statement is a very scarce one in the scripture. God has never made a remark such as this to any man in the scripture, not even Moses, even though Jesus said Moses was meek above all men, not even to Abraham. This statement is only unique to the Son of God in that God said, "This is my beloved number one, two, in whom I am well pleased." It's an heavy statement. It's a scarce statement that you will find God, you will never find God using upon any man apart from the Christ. So for Jesus' 30 years in the cave, God was able to derive pleasure from him. And no man could give God this pleasure except in Jesus. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I have found pleasure." And I don't know what it means for God to find pleasure in man. The last time that God created man, the scripture says, "And God saw that it was good." But it was that same man that God saw that it was good, it was pleasurous to his eye, that later disobeyed him and ate of the forbidden fruit. Ever since then, God has not been able to find pleasure in man. God has not been able to find that goodness he saw at the beginning in man. But here we see Jesus Christ bringing in a new revolution. And one way or the other, God was able to find pleasure. And not just pleasure, a well-good pleasure. Can somebody say, this is his beloved son, in whom only he is well pleased. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This, I don't have time to go. But he's an heavy one. Do you realize that even though Moses had the remark of meekness, he didn't have such a remark such as this, that this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Can you imagine God, the only antiquity, finding pleasure in a man? And this man is Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please, when I'm 5 minutes to the end of my time, let me know. Let me know. And one of the reasons why I came to this scripture is that God began to teach me that he, as God, cannot find pleasure in any man except in Christ Jesus. That is to say that though you are a minister, you are serving the Lord with all your hearts, according to God, he cannot find pleasure in any man except in his son. You may bring pleasure to him, you may please him, but your pleasing cannot be qualified to be called a pleased. Notice that word well. You know, the scripture could have just said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm pleased. That is okay. But John decided to introduce that word. John decided to be sensitive to that very statement that came fresh from heaven. God did not forget to introduce the word well pleased. There were so many before the time of Jesus that has pleased God. But not so many as well pleased God. And the conclusion of this is that you don't have what it takes in yourself. As you are now, you cannot well please God. God, joy, God, gladness, and pleasure can only be found in one man, and that one man is the person of the Christ, in whom he is well pleased. Until eternity, nobody will be able to well please God. And this is why God decided to make everything to consist in Christ. This is why God decided to make Jesus the way, the truth, and the life. That means you cannot access the Father. You cannot touch the heart of the Father. You cannot make God smile except you pass through that way. Because only that way have been able to satisfy the thirst and desire of God for ages past. This is my beloved son. And what this means is that anything you are doing outside of the person of Christ will not draw pleasure to God. Even though you have saved so many poor people, even though you have healed the sick, you have preached, many have been saved, if it is not in the Son, what that means is that God is not well pleased. Men may be well pleased. They may say, you are a great man, you are a generous man, but according to the prescription of God, he is not yet well pleased. He's not yet well pleased. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I hope we are here.
Amen. We can hear you.
All right. Please wait once in 5 minutes to the end of my time. Let me know. Hallelujah.
5 minutes.
So what this means? All right.
5 minutes. 5 minutes more for the teaching aspect, actually. Then you go
okay,
now.
Oh.
10 minute break.
Okay.
Thank you.
I know my teaching is strange today, but God began to teach me. Because I was trying to, you know, if there's anything called prayer, not, okay, God search my heart, just in case there's pride, God should deal with me. But if there's anything called prayer, I've explored prayer. Because I was trying to please God. I was trying to make God just smile at me. Hallelujah. In fact, some of those days in my ex-capit, in beginning the prayer life, I took a prayer routine that was it was destructive to my flesh. Those days I would pray and I would come out of the place of prayer leaping, like the bones of Jacob that was dislocated. I would pray, all my body would be, because I was trying to please God. It was later Jehovah started to teach me that as my deed was, he didn't find good pleasure in it. He was not well pleased because everything I did was on the substructure of the flesh. The scripture said the flesh is enmity against God. And no matter how you take advantage of the strength of the flesh to build for God, according to God, he is not well pleased. And what that means is that everything that you have built upon the strength of flesh that is not in Christ Jesus, we have to be brought down. And you will need to start building in the person of Christ, because that is the only place God can find pleasure. So many stories of how I prayed for a long time, prayed lengthy time. I don't want to tell you the hours, it may scare some of us, but it's a strange hours of prayer. But God began to teach me that those things are built, most of them were Babel. They were built on the wisdom and the strength of man. And as tall as the building I built was, God was not well pleased. And what that means is that I will need to bring down those things I have built. Just like Paul said, I have counted all things as loss. I have counted all things as loss. This is my beloved son. I want us to find alignment in the person of Christ today. You will need a resource of Christ in order to please God. And if you open your scripture to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, downward, because God knows that we don't have what it takes to please him, he made a resource called grace. And the only circumference in which you can find that grace is in the person of Christ. And it's only through grace that you can please God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. I pray that God will open our understanding and will help us to see how that you don't have what it takes to please God. All it takes to please God is in Christ Jesus. And if you must please God, you must subscribe to the strength that is gotten from that personality called Christ. If you are building on the strength of the flesh, what you are building is Babel. What you are building is Babel. And I pray that every Babel, though it may be hard, but every Babel that we have built will be brought down as it was brought down in the days of Abraham. It will be brought down in Jesus' name. my sermon today is not different from the other ones I've took. You will notice that I'm still saying the same thing, not because I will to, but God keeps on directing me towards that path. Remember the last one I took, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And remember how we say that you cannot prosecute spiritual warfare except you are able to find strength where? In the Lord. In the Lord. In the Lord. Father Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that you will grant us understanding. If I decide to add more, I might just confuse your people. And if I decide to add little, I might just deprive them of the necessary knowledge. But I thank you, Lord, that it doesn't take eternity for you to do that which is eternal. I ask that you will help us to begin to walk in the light of this understanding. Help us to take our time to wait upon you until strength comes above. Then we march on like Joshua to bring down Jericho. Help us, O God, to depend upon your strength. Help us, O God, to do away with the strength of the flesh. Help us, O God. Help us, O God. Oh, for the hardest man for God to deal with is the zealous man. I'm talking to you from my experience. Please help me if I'm out of time. Help me. The hardest man for God to deal with is the zealous kind of man. You know, I'm this kind of person that grew up zealous. Maybe because of the kind of brethren I grew up with and my siblings. I grew up as a... Jesus. I remember there was a fasting I embarked on. A strange kind of fast. I fasted for long and it gave me... That fasting gave me hunchback. Till now, I'm still trying to recover from the impact of that fasting. I was a zealous man. But I did not know that God was not looking to build anything much upon my seed because he's not going to find good pleasure in it. It was after all I began to learn that it was as if those things I built, even though it has some advantages, but it was as if I will need to count them as lost and begin to subscribe to that environment where God finds good pleasure. And that environment is in the sphere of the person of the Christ. The hardest man for God to deal with is the zealous man. And I pray that God will begin to help us our zeal for him so that he will begin to use us. Remember, Brosseau, he was the zealous of all zealous. He was zealous. And it took God, it took the encounter of Christ to break his seal. Don't push ministry with seal. Push ministry with grace. Push ministry with grace. Zeal is for little children. I thought as a child. I behave as a child. But now I'm grown. And I know that God can only be pleased in Jesus. And I can only tap upon the frequency of the pleasure that God finds in Jesus through grace. My God, can we ask the Lord to grant us grace? Grant us grace to be strong in Christ, to build in Christ, oh, to be strengthened in Christ, to be enriched in Christ. Can we ask God? Can we ask God? We have built Babel for too long. We have garnished Babel. We have for too long. Can we ask God? Grant us grace. Grant us grace to build in Him. Grant us grace. Grant us grace, oh God. Grant us grace. I've been running the race on my own strength. Grant us grace. Grant us grace. As powerful as Elijah was, God still had to feed him at the brook. Can we ask God to feed us? Grant us grace. cramped as grace. I am a weak vessel. I know I can. I know how zealous I am. I know how willing I am to go out there to preach the gospel. I know how willing I am to fast for 100 days. But this day I say, oh God, I lead them before the cross and I ask for grace. Christ's grace shines on me. Shines on me. Your grace shines on me. Oh my God. Shines on me. I hand over to John. Help us. Shines on me. Such God cannot derive pleasure because they know not the way of the Lord. But the man whose spiritual life has changed with when he gets to school, in such a man, God is well pleased because his testimony remains. His testimony remains. I don't know what aspect of God that has been manifesting in time past that is no longer seen today, but you are wishing it were there. That is the same thing that God is wishing, hoping that it was there. I will call upon the name of God that God gave. If your prayer has been answered, pray it for me. Because that's the prayer that I did use in my prayer walk tonight, that God will give me grace. When I got to the place of work in my little cabin, I saw how much of the, how I'm in dear need of the grace of God. You know, you'll be watching cars go and come, you'll be seeing so many things to be distracted about. But I knew that all those things were a waste of time. If at the end of the day, there is a spirit within me nudging me, that come up either. I will call upon the name of God. Father, give us grace. Give us grace. Give us grace. Kataka, 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 kataka In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
There be some that think that let me do business. When I do business, then on Sunday I will go and pay my offering. I will reconcile with God. According to the scripture that our brother presented, God said in whom, not with who, but in Jesus going to sleep, God is pleased. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Have you ever slept before and you slept in the Holy Ghost? You know you are supposed to be praying, but because you are tired and God bearing with your infirmity was now feeding you so much vision that it was now as if sickness was good for you. Because God was pleased. Meanwhile, there are other times you fell asleep. Demons came. Demons were on the roof for your life. Those were the time that God registered this displeasure. Can we call upon the name of
God? Oh, have mercy, God.
Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace.
Oh, God.
Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. To keep stroke, to keep walking back unto you, to keep coming back unto you. That I may keep coming back unto you. Give me grace. That I may keep coming back unto you. Give me grace. Rase te te la kabobo. So te 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 kebolabo. Kaya da 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 to sha da 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 di. Aparaga da 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 la katado. Asupar da 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 da. Aparaga da 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 te 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 to. Isu te kata wasupali. It is applicable to husbands and wives, fiancés, single men. We all need grace to keep moving. We all need grace to keep our eyes on the prize, to keep our eyes on the Christ. Give us grace. Give us grace. All right. Give me grace. Give me grace. John. Give me John grace. Give me John grace. Thank you, blessed Holy God. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Father, Lord God, we say thank you for tonight. We thank you for all that which you've done and that which you have said to do. We pray that your name be highly exalted, O God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Accept our little prayer tonight, even as we are gathered unto you. Mighty God, we are not feeling insecure in that which you've called us. And that is why we will not accept any kind of person into the gathering, into the fellowship of prayer. Because we seek men, we seek we strive for maturity. Father, Lord God, we say thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for this
blessing. Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your holy name, O God.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Just
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, just in case someone wants to know, This smartphone, this Tecno Pop 8, it is well pleasing. Yes. It is well pleasing. You can see that the network is on a higher frequency.
Yes, yes, yes.
It is well
pleasing. And the speaker, the sound is clear.
Oh my goodness. You are right. Can somebody see me?
Amen.
All right. Oh, yes, it's well pleasing. It's well pleasing. Can we give thanks to God for tonight? Can we just thank God for tonight? Let's cast our mind back to the blessings of God. That one, you were in doubt that it's not going to be possible, that He has finally made, that He has finally come. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. All right, let's share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The love of God.
And the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now.
Surely,
God's grace and mercy shall be with us. All the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Thank you very much for tonight. I'll see you.
How is the weather in Abuja?
Who is that?
David. How is the weather in Abuja?
It is in this night. Pray this night. It's raining. Wow.
Does not look good.